Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
18 years ago, this month, a new person joined our brain trust. I've known him for a few years, but he agreed to join me on my show, and he's been gracious enough to do it ever since. Steve Forbes, 18 years ago, you joined us this month. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I love the idea. I'm 18 years old.
That's right. That's right. Well, I tell people we got you right out of high school. I was still a 10th grader, so that works out great, doesn't it? Anyway, thank you, Steve, for all you do for everybody, and thank you for 18 great years in support of us and our work.
And thank you for your great run. It's amazing. And you hit on the importance of small business before most economists, really.
Yeah. Well, and you've been a abiding supporter of us, and we appreciate it. Steve, I want to get to the debate. We got a big debate going on this week between the two presidential candidates, Biden and Trump. What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out? It's late in the day. This is an evening debate. What do you think?
Well, I think what you saw with Biden when he had that acceptance speech at the DNC, he was strong for an hour, and the debate he had earlier in the year with Bernie Sanders, where he held himself until the very end of the debate,
yeah,
he held his own. I think they just see his hold your own and make Trump the issue. What this means is Trump can't count on Biden doing himself in.
Right.
President Trump has to outline the positive agenda succinctly, why the next 4 years are going to be good, why he's the steward for the economy. I would emphasize again the doing away for a year of the payroll tax, having a one-time payment to people, and a big tax cut coming next year, and other measures, health care. He's already done some things there.
He's got a health care announcement he's going to make pretty soon, I think.
Yes, and so what he has to do is give people, yes, he got some good things done before COVID, but by golly, you ain't seen nothing yet for the next time for the economy.
I think so,
he's
too.
He's got to make the economy and health the issues, not COVID.
I know a couple of people in the administration, either there or just recently have been there, and you probably know 100 of them. One of the things that I've encouraged them to get back to the president is if he stands there on either one of these debate stages and Joe does one of his Joe gaffes, or he loses it, or he loses his train of thought or whatever, makes some kind of a misstep, please encourage President Trump just to stand there and look in the camera and shrug a little bit, and please don't take advantage of that. To me, he just needs to let that play out. He needs to let it go. What do you think? And one thing about Donald Trump is he doesn't let things go very well. What do you think?
That's right on, spot on advice. Let Biden do the work for you, and just have the look of concern. Have the look of regret that a once great guy is doing this, and just let the event speak for itself.
Yeah, there's an old saying: when your enemy is digging themselves into a hole, don't help them.
Yes,
let them go. and so, how much do you think the Supreme Court nomination issue will come up in the debate this week?
Oh, I think they'll be asked on it, and I think her background, Judge Barrett's background, and how well she composed herself at the announcement, her brilliance, undoubted brilliance, and being a woman, they're going to have a harder time trashing her than they did with Brett Kavanaugh or Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch.
But you know they will. You know they will. I mean, this is a stake higher than Trump, isn't it? Isn't her nomination and seating on the Supreme Court,
well, this
a bigger deal to them than Trump?
This gets, the election.
Yeah.
I think she will be confirmed. I think she will compose herself in the hearings where people are going to say, hey, sure, she's qualified. And this is where, unfortunately, if the Democrats run the table and win the White House and the Senate, you're going to see a very serious effort made, perhaps, to pack the Supreme Court next year, add 6 new justices.
Can they do that with impunity?
They won't do it in terms of public opinion, no, but they may figure this is their one chance to dominate the country and make massive changes that they could only dream of. And so they may be tempted to do it. And the fact that Biden hasn't ruled it out is that's what they should press him on in the debate.
Isn't
Are you going to sign a bill expanding the Supreme Court?
Isn't this the kind of thing that independents don't like, though? Isn't this the kind of thing that makes independents?
No, they don't. No, and but the thing is, the left figures, hey, if we win it, we're going to run with it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And the heck with public opinion. They underestimate. Remember, in our history books, Franklin Roosevelt had majorities in Congress never before seen or before or since. And he proposed his court-packing scheme, and it went down to resounding defeat. The public's just massively turned, and it was beaten in the Senate 70-20, even though he dominated the Senate 4-1.
Wow.
And so I think the left underestimates people's feelings. That is going too far. But don't underestimate them. They're going to try.
They'll try. I do think that the more they do things like that, the more desperate they look. And people don't like voting for desperate people. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, Forbes.com. I hope you'll check that out. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.